Josh Baldwin with Made for More. You have been made by the Lord for a purpose and plan, and that plan, I know is something good.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, Ryan. Mm-hmm. It's Friday.
Friday.
I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
But here we are at the What Day Is It Game. And I don't know.
I don't know about this. You like this game.
I do enjoy it. I really do. I really appreciate the interaction. I appreciate the knowledge that you always bring. But
the random.
But the risk. It's the risk.
Yeah. you do take the brunt of the game.
I do.
I do say it's funny when I'm going somewhere like on the weekend and someone's like, "Hey, Ryan, what day is it?" I'm like, "I'm not working today. I don't know." I'd have to look it up like everybody else. But during the week, I know. Okay. Every day is a holiday of some sort. That's what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
For this game, the What Day Is It Game, I take a look at the different weird holidays that are every day of the year. I pick two that are real and I make one up. And then Beth and you try to guess which is the day that is the fake day, the day that Ryan made up.
Mm-hmm.
So today we have Hug a Shed and Take a Selfie Day.
What?
A day to sing praises for one of the most versatile buildings in the world, the shed.
The shed.
The shed.
Like your utility shed in the backyard.
I don't have one.
I don't either.
I have a garage.
I used to have a shed before I moved.
Yeah. I've had a shed, but I don't have one currently. A lot of people do. So go hug your shed and take a selfie today.
I appreciated my shed before it became like a harbor for rodents and reptiles and stuff.
As they do. It's housing for them.
Sure.
National STEM Day is next, celebrating science, technology, engineering, and medicine.
Okay. I can get behind that.
You told me the other day that they've added to this, STEAM, throw arts.
Yeah, there are some school districts that, I mean, I know of that have, you know, put art into that. But science, technology, engineering, and medicine.
Yeah, focusing on those.
Mm-hmm.
And then National Cappuccino Day.
Cappuccino,
the espresso-based coffee drink. It originated in Italy. And you know what? As a kid, I always thought I love a cappuccino. Well, I didn't realize that what I was drinking was not a cappuccino. Mm. It was just one of these little powders from the store, and it was all sweet. And cappuccinos aren't sweet. They're not supposed to be.
Mm.
That's a latte. Anyway,
sure.
Coffee education.
It's still coffee.
It is.
It's still
so you
coffee.
Still hate it either way. But
of course.
A cappuccino basically has like frothed milk in it.
On That's coffee. Why.
Yeah.
Or in coffee. Yeah. Or I don't know. It's the whole coffee thing. I mean, it's still
it
coffee no matter what you do. Is the milk on top of it? Is it in it? Is it on the bottom? Is it frothy? Is it foamy? Is it hot? Is it cold? It's still coffee no matter how you slice it.
I know beans about coffee. Let me tell you.
Okay. Okay. So National Cappuccino Day, in my personal opinion, National STEM Day. I appreciate the fact that there is a movement to get, you know, more people involved in the sciences and that sort of thing. This is not my cup of tea or coffee. So bless you. But I can get behind.
Oh, yeah.
I can totally get behind National STEM Day. I can. Very important. Hug a shed and take a selfie?
Hug a shed and take a selfie day.
What is this? What is this madness? This makes no sense to me at all.
Some of these holidays, and you know some of them are really out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is this one real?
I don't understand it. I don't
hug a shed and take a selfie.
I don't understand.
I'm just picturing like a shed company in some small town creating this day.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Come hug a shed and go home with one.
I mean, either that or the day. I mean, I am thinking, this is so, wow. Okay, now this is making sense. I remember the day that my father built the shed on our land in northern Wisconsin. You know, we have a cabin in some acreage up there, and he was so proud of this thing.
Yeah.
He was so proud that he's like, "Beth, come take a look at what I did." You know, it goes.
Did you take a selfie with it?
No, we didn't take a picture.
Might today.
But he was very proud of this beautiful
Yeah.
Shed for the lawnmower.
So, yeah.
But there was no photography involved. No. No photography.
Would there be today, though?
No. Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Okay, well.
That's the one I don't like. I'm going to say you made that one up just because, really? Why?
Well, Beth, hug a shed and take a selfie day is a real day.
No.
However, it's in May.
Okay. Okay, so...
You're right.
Okay, so I'm right. But really?
But this day does exist.
Really?
I was just thinking National Shed Day, and I Googled that and got Hug a Shed and Take a Selfie Day. I'm like, oh, well, I got to use that. But yeah, it's real. It's just not today.
Okay, people. This is ridiculous.
That's the game. But you're right. You got it right today. So it is National STEM Day. It's National Cappuccino Day. It's not... Hug a shed and take a selfie day.
Wait till spring. Yeah,
wait till Monday for the next list of days. Here's Somebody Prayed from Crowder, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.